guys. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Deborah Dimitrik and Janet Watson, who will be chatting with us about the Sherbrooke and District Chapter of the Canadian Federation of University Women, CFUW for short, to help spread the word about their branch and the work that they do here in the community. Thank you both for being here with me today. I really appreciate it. Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about the CFUW and its mission here in Canada?
The Canadian Federation of University Women actually began in 1919. And at the time, it was actually quite remarkable that there actually were women who graduated from university, because most women at that time did not have access to higher education. But nevertheless, a small group of women banded together, and it was actually based in Toronto, and formed this pan-Canadian federation, and slowly but surely chapters across the country began to open up. In 1968, the Sherbrooke and District chapter was founded, and we are still here today.
We have 102 members at present.
And your chapter encompasses the entire Eastern Townships region, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Including like the Romisisqua area where we're sitting right now.
Yes.
All right.
And we extend all the way to down to Richmond and that area. So yes, we encompass a very large geographical area. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the local chapter here. You mentioned how it was founded in 1968. How did this chapter get started exactly?
Well, I think they just branched out from, they saw a need, and a few women got together and started holding fundraisers and teas and that sort of thing. And it just slowly grew. Right now, like I said, there's 102 members. We focus a lot on education. We do have a foundation, a charitable foundation called the LAMP Foundation. And as of last year, well, for the past couple of years, we've given out over $45,000 in scholarships to everything from CJEP right up to postdoc.
Yeah, that was actually my next question, was what sort of projects and initiatives have you done here in the local community?
Well, apart from LAMP, which is our major charitable foundation, it's now worth over $1 million through, you know, fundraisers over the years. And then we do a lot of advocacy work. We are affiliated with Graduate Women International, or GWI. And through that organization, we are represented at the UN, so we can on various committees at the UN. Locally, we've done initiatives, food baskets, we have a Christmas basket campaign. We've done projects in conjunction with National. We did a walk to Kabul. Our walking club kept track of all their steps, and we walked to Kabul in support of women in Afghanistan. Well, when the Taliban took over, of course, and women lost their rights there. So
I was going to just add to the comment about our history, in that Lennoxville is a university town.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the origins of the Lennox group, or the Sherbrooke and Lennoxville group, sort of sprung from the university there.
Right.
As far as some of the initiatives that we've taken, the walk to Kabul, most members in our club actually participated.
Yes.
And we did it as individual walks. So we all sort of clocked our kilometrage, and then as a group, we collectively added to the pan-Canadian total. And it was symbolic, really. But it was important in terms of solidarity that the Afghan women knew that Canada was standing with them. Mm-hmm. We would have liked to have done more, and there are certainly lots of ways that we can get ourselves more implicated with the Afghan women. There's a organization in Montreal, and there's actually a Canadian organization that is trying to support women because things are still tense over there. So that's one of our many projects that are planned for this year.
Hopefully we'll be able to do something for the Ukrainian families too that are in the area. We're hoping to have some fundraisers in the future. Right now there are three Ukrainian families in Sherbrooke that we know of. three women and their families and one husband. So we're hoping to be able to support them.
And do you have collaborations with some of the schools here? Because I know that you have a really big focus on education.
We have collaborated with Champlain College with their Indigenous students. Yes. We've had potluck suppers with them in the past. That's another one of our projects. It didn't happen last year, but it happened in previous years. Of course, the pandemic really put a hold on a whole lot of things.
Yes.
One of the benefits, of course, was we all learned how to use Zoom. That was one of the things that was done. We also have worked with the grannies. Our grannies group works with the Stephen Lewis Foundation, the grannies AIDS
orphans.
AIDS victims in Africa.
Okay. So it seems like your mission is really just focused on providing support in the local community and to support women as well in their goals and their ambitions.
Absolutely. Although our scholarships are not, some of them are for women only, but some of them are open to men as well. We don't discriminate.
Well, the raison d'être of the Federation is about learning and human rights and support for women, not only locally, but also nationally and internationally, which is how our association with Graduate Women International, which is based in Geneva, Switzerland. This organization has one representative organization in 193 countries,
that's
I believe.
Right. Oh, okay.
And CFUW is Canada's representative at Graduate Women International. And through them, we have a pathway to the UN with the Commission on the Status of Women. So it's our belief that being part of this organization, that the work that we do, even however large it is, however small scale, large scale work that we do, is actually trickling up to the UN. And so for that reason, this work has a lot of potential and it has a lot of power.
That was actually a great leeway into my next question, which is why do you think it's important to have a group like the CFUW at the national level and federal level, but also a branch at the local level?
Because women collectively have a lot of power. You know, we do tend to engage, and we do tend to mobilize, and we do tend to take action. So whether we do it, like I said before, small scale or large scale, we do. For a lot of us, it's something that we feel, you know, that we want to do.
Yeah, and it also brings women together as well.
That's the other important thing, is fellowship and friendships that have been developed over the years. When I became a president 2 years ago, I didn't know anyone on the board, and now we're good friends, and it's been a really interesting experience. It helps women grow, and as Deborah said, women in community have a lot of power. And we are listened to. If we submit a resolution, for instance, to the government, we are listened to.
It gives women a spot at the table.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
We're so lucky to be able to do that.
Yes. Now, the goal of our interview today is to make the community aware of your group and on this end of the townships that you exist, the type of work that you're doing. So you're looking for members to join and to get involved, right?
Well, we're calling on any woman, and as we mentioned before, regardless of level of education, to come and join us in our efforts to make this world a better place. But we also call to have moments of fun and enjoyment. We have a book club, we have walking clubs, we have dining club,
Fun with cooking. We have a discussion group that meets on Zoom, and that's been really popular during the pandemic. So yeah, we have a lot of fun as well.
And there's a healthy balance, actually, between the, you know, the advocacy work, which is important, but also balancing it with having some fun and Janet mentioned fellowship and friendship. And that's what I guess feeds us to be able to then turn around and put action into some of our projects.
And you were mentioning to me, Janet, before we started the interview, that you don't have to be a university student to be a part of this group, right?
University graduate.
Graduate, sorry.
Absolutely. I am not a university graduate, and I was approached to be vice president when I first joined, and was vice president for a year and then became president for 2 years. So absolutely, you do not have to be a university graduate. Most women have years of experience in all kinds of fields. It is open to everyone, and we are in the process of changing our name to better reflect who we are and who we are open to. Hopefully that'll take place this year.
I think they've realized, though, that women do engage and do mobilize. It's not a reflection of their education. It's just it's
they function are. Of who they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're motivated, and
that's it.
Yeah.
And how can people go about getting involved? How can they go about reaching out to you if anyone is interested in joining your group and helping you take action?
Well, they can go to our website, our CFUW Sherbrooke website, and that's where you can join or contact Deborah or myself. And also, if they want more information, there's a CFUW national website which gives a lot of information on how to join. I think there's an actual tab that says how to join.
We also have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page as well, which we put a lot of pictures and photos and information on that Facebook page about our activities and what's going on locally and what's coming up.
Okay. And the name of the Facebook page is the Sherbrooke District Chapter?
Yep.
Yeah? Perfect. Yep. How has this benefited both of you in terms of your growth and in terms of your learning?
I've done many, many years of volunteer work. Some of it has been humanitarian. I had even gone to Africa to do some leadership workshops with youth in Tanzania. I also had coordinated a human rights conference a number of years ago. My daughter works for the Red Cross. This is just sort of in my DNA to want to make a difference. And I had sought out for a long time a group that I could actually have my voice heard, and a group that had some sort of power attached to it. When I moved here to the township, it's only 5 years ago, I found CFUW, I think quite by accident.
Right.
I ended up calling Janet, and somehow I've ended up being the president this year. But I know that I found the right place. I know. And I'm also surrounded by a team of extraordinary women who, the first time I listened to all of what they were saying, of what they had participated in, I just sat there with my jaw open, just, wow, there's a lot going on here. And it's good work. And it's heartful work. And I feel very happy to have found them, but also very privileged to be in this new role. So I hope I bring about some positive contributions to the
group. We recognized it immediately. Immediately, yes. Yeah, she was targeted right from the beginning. Yeah, there's our new president.
Targeted, scary word.
Oh, it's been a great experience. I have never done anything like this before. I was an advocate for a group of fraud victims for many years. I was used to working alone. So this was a real learning curve for me to work as part of a board. And so it was a great experience. That's why I took it on, because I think you have to keep doing something new to keep your brain alive and to, you know, to make life interesting. So it was a really good experience. And like Deborah said, the girls, the women on the board, just have a wealth of experience, not just with CFUW, but all the other work that they're involved in the community.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that either of you wanted to mention about your branch or the CFUW and the type of work that you do, but those are all the questions that I had. But I leave this open if there's anything that you would like to add.
Only that everyone is welcome to join us and have some fun. Our meetings, we take usually one meeting a month, and they do take place in Lennoxville. And very important, we do have a speaker at each of our meeting, speaking on something, you know, local topics of interest. We are not political, although we do have to, petition the federal government on occasion with our resolutions and so on.
Of course, when you're advocating.
When we're advocating,
yes.
Exactly.
Well, I guess the only thing I would say is, because the meetings are held in Lennoxville, I myself am from Mansonville, and a couple of others in the club are from this area. that the distance, you know, it doesn't have to be daunting. We could also carpool if that were the case, but it's well worth the drive.
Well, thank you both for speaking with me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.